providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We have a very interesting gentleman on the line. His name is Dr. Charles Page. Asked me to call him Chuck. Chuck is a surgeon. He lives in Mariposa, Texas. Chuck, I got to tell you, man, I love Texas. You mentioned you're somewhere in the proximity of Dallas. I have to tell you, the only time I've been to Dallas, I was doing some due diligence on an oil and gas company, and the president of the company was a member at a golf club in Dallas, and he hosted me for a wonderful day of golf at a great club in Dallas, Texas. Chuck, you've got some very interesting thoughts about COVID-19, the coronavirus. There are so many wild rumors going on around there. I don't even know what to believe. Let's talk a little bit about your experience and what your opinion is, Chuck, on the COVID-19 virus.
Well, I think kind of what you're thinking is what most people are saying. We see such a gamut of responses, especially in the media these days, you know, and so much of it focuses on our feelings and our emotions instead of the facts. And so, you know, as we look at the numbers, for example, the big issue right now is the number of cases of COVID is skyrocketing. But as we look, also we look at the mortality rate, you know, we've got the number, total number of cases is like 3.9 million in the United States, but the total number of cases of people who have actually died, the mortality is still about 100, we're a little bit under 150,000. So if you do the numbers, that's less than 1% of the population are dying with COVID. You know, back 5 months ago, we were predicting a mortality of 5 to 6%. So this is really some good news.
Well, you know, I have to say, I do support at this point in time. I do support the president, and I think what you're saying is what he's been saying. We seem to have some alarmists. Certainly the Democrats are alarmists right now, and maybe even this guy Fauci, Tony Fauci, the epidemiologist who Trump relies on. Maybe he's being an alarmist. I don't know. What do you think? Any comments?
Well, so first of all, I don't know Dr. Fauci. He sounds like he's a really good doctor. He's very conscientious. You know, it's one of those things. You talk to five different doctors, you get 10 different answers.
Right.
And so, you know, one way to deal with the problem as a physician is what we call hanging crepe. You make it sound really bad, and you know, and once again, so if things are better than what you tell people, then, of course, their expectations have been lower, you know, and actually if things go pretty well, it makes you look like you're a good doctor. So, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I think it's a difficult situation to try to herd a bunch of cats in the United States. You can imagine. They say trying to stop the virus is like trying to build a chain link fence for mosquitoes. I mean, it's almost impossible. So, you know, from a public health standpoint, he's trying to get people to slow down the number of rates of cases, you know, and initially that was what the first efforts were, I think, that he was trying to do, and I think that was a good plan. I mean, you know, as physicians, sometimes we have to, you know, anticipate the worst but hope for the best, and I think that's what was happening there. I mean, I think that there is some rationale to what they did early on. I mean, you know, another thing I think that a lot of people are kind of questioning is why now all the focus on face masks? You know, why earlier didn't we, you know, focus on face masks? It seems like a flip-flop. But if you think about it 5 months ago, we just didn't have the resources that we needed for the whole population to wear face masks. So,
right.
You know, I think there is a method to their madness. I don't agree with everything that our government is doing, but, like, for example, in the state of Texas, it is the law to wear a mask. And so, you know, if at all possible, I try to wear a mask. That doesn't mean, you see people wearing their masks, they're driving their car, they're walking out in the road by themselves. I mean, I don't think that's the issue. I mean, especially if you're going to be around other people, you need to be wearing a mask.
Well, and that's the exact reason that I wear a mask when I'm in public. Now, when I'm outside, I walk, I play golf, et cetera, et cetera. The golf club that we live at happens to be very, very picky about social distancing. We all social distance. Whenever we're inside, all of the staff wears a face mask, and they have requested very strongly that all of the members, when they're indoors, wear face masks. To me, you know, since I'm not a physician, Chuck, but to me, if somebody who knows something about it, like Dr. Charles Page, tells me, you know, just to be safe, you ought to wear a face mask when you're around people, I'm not an idiot. I'm going to do it, Chuck.
Well, so, I think it's one of those things. You kind of have to keep the big picture of things. You know, less than 1% of patients are going to die, even if you contract the disease. The mask, really the function of the mask is to keep people who have the disease from transmitting it to other people. You know, so that's where the real science, I mean, there's some science that shows that that's a benefit. If, you know, wearing a mask does not necessarily keep you from getting the disease. In fact, a lot of it depends on the type of mask that you wear, but even the N95 mask, you know, the industrial mask that we use in the hospital, like when we're working with the coronavirus patients, you know, those are not 100% either. And so we got to keep that in mind. And that's where just, you know, if you're high risk, you know, try to minimize the, you know, the exposure you have to the outside world.
Chuck, I want you to do me a favor. I know you're going to send me a couple of your books, which as soon as I get them, I will start reading them. You seem like a very, very interesting guy. We've only got about 2 minutes left in this particular segment, but I guarantee you, if you will give me some time, I would like to talk to you in the future on some medical issues for our listeners and also on some of our political issues in the future. Now,
that would be great.
At this moment in time, Chuck, I got a minute and 25 seconds. They are all yours, sir. Say whatever you'd like.
I just want to remind people to focus on the facts and not their feelings. You know, so often we hear things and we emotionally get overwhelmed. Even as a physician, I get that way. You know, when I'm taking care of COVID patients, you know, I'm just afraid to go home and see my family and kiss my wife and all that. But we need to go back to the facts. And I think when we do that, I think we'll see things in a different perspective. Once again, you know, the death rate of COVID virus is going to be small in comparison to those people who die of heart disease and cancer. And so if you've got another problem, I mean, make sure you go see your physician or go to the hospital if you need to. I mean, I think we've been telling people to stay away from the hospital for so long that we forget that people with other problems do need to come to the hospital. And so that's what I'm doing some writing about. I mean, I'm writing about, you know, faith, hope, and courage, and, you know, real people who have kind of came through some tough times and have, you know, learned some lessons through that. And that's what my book, A Spoonful of Courage, is about. It's just about people that, I mean, those are the heroes, people who have, you know, learned to focus, learned to focus and look upward instead of looking inward. And I think so often, especially with the COVID virus, all of us are focused inward. But when we begin to look, you know, focus upward and kind of realize that, you know, that God has got us and this is going to be okay, and then, you know, begin to focus outward and look at other people that we can encourage, I think it'll make a big difference in, you know, in our outlook on things and also make a difference in our culture.
I agree 1,000%, Dr. Page. Got to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al's going to be right back. You know, just a bit of an addendum here. We're going to have Dr. Charles Page back on the show. He's a very well-known author, a very interesting guy. He's got some really interesting ideas on what's going on in the political arena here in the United States. Looking forward to talking to him again. Dr. Charles Page, stick around. Going to be right back after the break.